Track 4. Visually impaired news and visually impaired tip of the week. Story 1. Seeability has released a short film that encourages people with learning disabilities to looking after their eyes and having regular sight tests. Created to mark Learning Disability Week, which started on June the 18th, the film follows the eye care journey of Liam, a young woman who has Down syndrome and learning disabilities. Denied cataract surgery for years, with the support of the charity and hospital eye care practitioners, she has become independent. Ophthalmologist Howard Bunting, who supported Leanne at hospital, said, "People with learning disabilities are more likely to have sight problems such as cataracts, and I am delighted that we were able to make the reasonable adjustments that Leanne needed to have successful surgery." Ray, Leanne's father, shared that her eye problems had had a huge impact on her life, but highlighted that with the right support from the hospital and Seeability, Leanne was able to have a successful cataract surgery. He reflected, "Eye surgery has improved Leanne's vision significantly and transformed her life. She is a different person now. I just want other people with learning disabilities to have the same support as Leanne, so that they don't have to live their lives with avoidable sight loss." You can view the video at www.seeability.org. Story 2. Russia clashed with Saudi Arabia in the opening game of the 2018 FIFA World Cup at the Luzhniki station in Moscow on Thursday. Russia defeated their Group A opponents 5-0, but viewers with colour blindness lost out on most of the action. Russia were donning their red home kits as the Saudis stepped up out of their traditional green. But people suffering from colour blindness complained on Twitter that they had difficulty in identifying the players from either teams. With the two teams playing in red and green, people with achromatic vision, who have difficulties to differentiate between hues and tones, couldn't figure out which player was playing for which team. Achromatic vision is more common in men, as it is carried on the X chromosome and affects 1 in 12 men, 8%, and 1 in 200 women in the world. Visually impaired tip of the week. This week we have 10 tips to help you to communicate with a person who has sight loss. The advice given here will help you feel confident about talking to a person with sight loss. Number 1. Gain the person's attention by seeking first and or by a gentle touch on the arm. Number 2. Introduce yourself and what you do. Number 3. Always talk to the person directly rather than their sighted companion. Number 4. In a group conversation, always make it clear who you are and who you are speaking to. Number 5. Use verbal responses. Avoid nods and head shakes. Number 6. Verbalise your actions. Number 7. Inform people when you are moving away from them or leaving the room. Number 8. Remember, if someone is blind, it doesn't always mean that they have no sight at all. Number 9. Ask if guidance or support is required. And number 10. Provide information in an alternative or accessible way. That is, audio, large print, or braille.